Bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So anyway, I watched the first quarter of the Jet game last night. Turned it off. Knew our pick was safe.
Man, the Jets stink.
Man, holy smokes.
How about would you like to have a quarterback that's supposed to be your franchise quarterback for years to come, and he says he's seeing ghosts? Maybe he has a concussion or something. I don't know.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Man, they stink.
Yeah.
They played New England twice this year and didn't get 300 yards combined against New England. Near the end of the game, New England's punting from the Jets' 33-yard line. So Belichick showed mercy yesterday.
Yeah, he could have run it up, I guess. Yeah, he could have run it up big time.
They could have scored 50 points if they wanted to. Man, are they bad. Oof. Do the Jets play the Giants this year? They do, don't they?
I don't think so. I
thought they did because somebody was asking me if I could get them tickets. That's going to be some trash collection. Holy mackerel.
Let me just check here.
That should, that if there's every game that should end in a nothing tie, that's it.
It looks like they're playing November 10th at 1 o'clock.
There you go. That's a good day to go Christmas shopping. So if you have Christmas shopping to do, folks, Sunday at 1 on November 10th is the day to go.
All right. How about this on Sunday? I don't know if you heard this story. You realize that there was a tornado within like about 5 miles of...
In Dallas, yeah.
The TV station that serves that area waited 6 minutes before they interrupted the television broadcast of the game to bring along the update.
Are you kidding me?
Now, here's what the manager of the station said. Quote, "We made a mistake by not immediately interrupting a football game with a tornado warning."
We made a mistake.
"When it comes to dealing with severe weather, we know that seconds matter." Seconds, you waited.
So you waited you, 6 minutes.
You waited 6 minutes.
You waited 360 seconds to let somebody know.
How? This is what the problem is in America today, is that, yes, they admitted their mistake, but...
What good is that to the people that had
no
damage
good.
Inflicted to them and hopefully didn't lose anything with a life or anything?
No, absolutely no good. I keep telling people, businesses during the course of the winter call up and complain sometimes when we run these weather alerts that come from the National Weather Service. We have to run them. As a matter of fact, our equipment is set up that when one of those alerts come in, Mike, it automatically takes over and goes on the air because every second counts.
6 minutes.
And they took 6 minutes to put this on the air.
I was at Keeneland, has to be 10, 11 years ago now, and we stayed after the races to play other tracks, and in comes rolling some heavy weather with a tornado. They put us in the basement of the track immediately. They made you get up and move. They didn't wait 6 minutes. But because the Cowboys are playing, they waited 6 minutes to put out the alert.
Amazing.
Everybody there. Everybody and anybody that had something to do with that should be fired.
Yep. You're right. It's not really a sports story, but it is a sports story. But because sometimes it shows you the lunacy of the importance of sports, and that's it right there. All right. So well, we do have the World Series that is starting tonight.
Should be good. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be old time baseball. You're not going to have eight pitchers for each team playing in 9 innings. You're going to have depth in almost every game, as long as the pitchers are pitching well.
Now,
but you have the two best starting staffs in baseball. And for everything that's said about the Rays and the Yankees and all these other teams that go with a whack a pitcher an inning, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Oh, well, everybody can't get somebody named Strasburg or Cole or Verlander. Well, if you develop your pitchers the right way, you can.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that upsets me is I'll be able to watch the first 40 minutes of each game because they all start at about 10 after 8.
Mm-hmm.
But I will endeavor to watch the games until I fall asleep.
I'll be dragging for a couple of days this week because I'll be watching it.
Yeah.
But you know what? when you don't change a pitcher an inning, the game goes by quicker.
Well, that's
they may not last 3 hours.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping they're 2-hour games, so at least I get a chance to see.
I would say they'll be between 2:20 and 3.
So
because
I'm
you
hoping.
Can't never. That's the good thing about baseball. You can't project what's going to happen. It's not a running clock. It's a game that takes time to play. But when you don't change pitchers and pitchers pitch good and don't walk 17,000 people a game, the game goes by quicker. That's why college games and minor league games barely make it to 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's amazing, isn't it, how you have the same sport played the same amount of innings, but one lasts 3.5 hours and one lasts 2.5 hours. Why? Commercials.
Yeah.
Commercials. Make a halftime in baseball like you do in football. After the top of the fifth inning, have an 8-minute commercial run. This way you can resurface the infield. You can do all that stuff and come out and play the last half of the game instead of having 3 minutes of commercials between every half inning. That adds up, folks. That's 6 minutes an inning. There's nine innings. That's 54 minutes of commercials in a baseball game. That's why it takes so long. Besides the 47 pitchers a game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. Like, I don't understand why they're saying the Astros are such big favorites. I really don't, because pitching kills, and both teams have pitching. The weakness for Washington is their pen, but if their starters get distance, it alleviates that weakness. So, I like I said yesterday, I still think Houston should win, but I don't think that they're an overwhelming, almost 3-1 favorite.
Well, it should be a fun World Series to watch anyways.
I think so.
Yeah, should be a fun World Series to watch. What
else? And I don't know about the weather this weekend in Washington either. So it's, I know there's a threat of a couple of rain days, so that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But that's part of the game. But just hopefully they don't play in the rain.
All right. Anything else to talk about in sports?
No, just it's amazing how a city like New York can have so many bad teams.
Well, it's the equation. I mean, we're into it now. I mean,
the Rangers are looking pretty shoddy. Both football teams stink. The Knicks are going to stink. What are you looking for? You're already looking at spring training, and they only finished playing 2 days ago.
Brooklyn to Brooklyn.
They're not winning anything.
So they'll be above 500.
Maybe. Well, you know, Kevin Durant, he'll be standing in the luxury boxes watching everybody play, collecting his paycheck.
Yeah.
Because they gave him how much money to sit on the sideline with a ruptured Achilles?
Yeah, a lot of money. A lot.
Yeah, that's just brilliance.
A lot of money.
That's brilliance, baby. Yeah. And it was a package deal to bring in some other slug.
All right, so we've got, once again, baseball tonight. Game time is about 8:10 to 8:12.
No, it'll start 8:08. They start right on the nose. They don't delay it. 8:08, first pitch, that'll be it.
I don't know, they got all
because
the big fancy.
You don't get to see introductions like you used to do, and God forbid you see the national anthem. So 8:08 is first pitch.
All right, so let's see. I don't stay up normally to watch these things, so that's why. That's why I thought it was I thought they gave you the introductions and the national anthem.
Yeah, you don't see that. Why would you want to see that? You can hear A-Rod and Big Poppy and everybody else's wrong predictions because the two of them picked the Yankees to win every game and they lost four. But you get to see what they think. You get to see what they think. Like, that's important. You get to see who they think's going to win and why. And if you write it down, 95% of what they tell you is wrong.
All right. Well, game one is tonight. And if you're a baseball fan, you should be loving it, is all I'm going to say.
It's the pinnacle. Don't yeah. Nobody bother me for the next today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Don't bother me. I'll be sitting in my chair watching baseball.
All right. I'll check with you in the morning.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.